Gauravani pracharane nirvishesha sunyavadi paschatya deshatarane. We are assembled here to speak and listen to the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto entitled Creation, chapter 1, Questions by the Sages, today's text number 11. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhurini, Bhuri, Karmani, Srotavyani, Vibhagasha, Ata, Sadho, Tra, Yat, Sarang, Samadritya, Manishaya, Bruhi, Badraya, Bhutanang, Yenatma, Suprasidati, Bhurini Bhuri Karmani, Shrotavyani Vibhagasha, Atasadotra Yatsarang, Samudritya Manishaya, Bruhi Badraya Bhutanang, Yenatma Suprasidati. Please chant. Ataksadotrayatsarang Samudvritya Manishaya Bruhi Badraya Bhutanang Yenatma Suprasidati Bhurini Bhuri Karmani Protavyani Vibhagasha Ata Sadho Trayatsarang Samadvritya Manishaya Bruhi Badraya Bhutanang Yenatma Suprasidati Bhurini Bhuri Karmani Srotavyani Vibhagasha Atak Sadhotra Yatsarang Samadritya Manishaya Bruhi Badraya Bhutanang Yenatma Suprasidati. Bhurini Bhuri Karmani Srotavyani Vibhagaja Atak Sadotra Yatsarang Samudritya Manishaya Brohi Badraya Bhutanang Yenatma Suprasidati. Ladies, Bhurini Bhuri Karmani Srotavyani Vibhagasha Atak Sadhotra Yatsarang Samadvritya Manishaya Bruhi Badraya Bhutanang Yenatma Suprasidati Bhurini Bhuri Karmani Srotavyani Vibhagacha ataksadhota yatsarang samadritya manishaya bruhi bhadraya bhutanang yenatma suprasitati Burini buri karmani Srotavyani vibhagacha Ataksado trayatsarang Samudritya manishaya Adraya bhutanang Yenatma suprasidati. Anyone else? Burini, multivarious. Buri, many. Karmani, duties. Srotavyani, to be learned. Vibhagasha, by divisions of subject matter. Ata, therefore. Sadho, O sage. Atra, herein. Yat, whatever. Saram, essence. Samadritya, by selection. Manishaya, best to your knowledge. Bruhi, please tell us. Vadraya, for the good of. Bhutanam, the living beings. Yena, by which Atma, the Self, suprasidati, becomes fully satisfied. Please repeat, there are many varieties of scriptures, and in all of them, there are many prescribed duties, which can be learned only after many years of study in their various divisions. Therefore, O sage, please select the essence of all these scriptures and explain it for the good of all living beings, that by such instruction their hearts may be fully satisfied. Bhaktivedanta purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Atma, or Self, is distinguished from matter and material elements. It is spiritual in constitution, and thus it is never satisfied by any amount of material planning. All scriptures and spiritual instructions are meant for the satisfaction of this Self, or Atma. There are many varieties of approaches which are recommended for different types of living beings in different times and at different places. Consequently, the numbers of revealed scriptures are innumerable. There are different methods and prescribed duties recommended in these various scriptures. Taking into consideration the fallen condition of the people in general, in this age of Kali, the sages of Naimisharanya suggested that Sri Suta Goswami relate the essence of all such scriptures, because in this age it is not possible for the fallen souls to understand and undergo all the lessons of all these various scriptures in a varna and ashram system. The Varna and Ashram Society was considered to be the best institution for lifting the human being to the spiritual platform. But due to Kali Yuga, it is not possible to execute the rules and regulations of these institutions, nor is it possible for the people in general to completely sever relations with their families as the Varna Ashram Institution prescribes. The whole atmosphere is surcharged with opposition. And considering this, one can see that spiritual emancipation for the common man in this age is very difficult. The reason the sages presented this matter to Sri Suta Goswami is explained in the following verses. Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarariva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So now I'd like to read to you an excerpt from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I feel will give some context, some light in today's verse and purport. The scene is Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya are meeting for the first time in the evening, and they are going to have a discussion. Lord Chaitanya has taken the position of student and Ramananda Roy the teacher. We pick up from here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Roy, recite a verse from the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life. Ramananda replied, if one executes the prescribed duties of one's social position, one awakens one's original Krishna consciousness. Then he quotes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashram. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four Varnas and Ashrams. But Lord Chaitanya replied, this is external. You had better tell me of some other means. Ramananda Roy then replied, to offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of all perfection. And then he gives a quote. My dear son of Kunti, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in sacrifice, whatever you give in charity, and whatever austerities you perform, all the results of such activities should be offered to me, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also external, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said. Please proceed and speak further on this matter. Ramananda Roy then replied, to give up one's occupational duties in the Varna Ashram system is the essence of perfection. And he gives a quote. Occupational duties are described in the religious scriptures. If one analyzes them, one can fully understand their qualities and faults and then give them up completely to render service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a person is considered a first-class man. And then he says another quote. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 66, after giving up all kinds of religious and occupational duties, if you come to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter, I will give you protection from all of life's sinful reactions. Do not worry. After hearing Ramananda Roy speak in this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again rejected his statement and said, go ahead and say something more. Ramananda Roy then replied, devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge, in case you don't know, empiric knowledge is derived from experiment and observation rather than theory. That's the dictionary definition. Devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge is the essence of perfection. And then he quotes, according to Bhagavad Gita, one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. One never laments nor desires to have anything. One is equally disposed toward every living entity. In that state, one attains pure devotional service unto me. But after hearing this, Lord Chaitanya, as usual, rejected it, considering it to be external devotional service. Lord Chaitanya again asked Ramananda Roy to speak further, and Ramananda Roy then replied, "Pure devotional service, without any touch of speculative knowledge, is the essence of perfection." And of course, he must give a reference. Lord Brahma prayed to Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truths should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter, surrendering themselves fully with body, words, and mind. They can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, my Lord, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable." At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "This is all right. But still, you can speak more on the subject." And then the discussion deals with higher and higher principles of pure devotional service. So today's verse, this word, karmani, duties. Duties are not self-created duties. And if they are self-created duties, then Krishna advises in Bhagavad Gita to abandon them. Actually, duties comes from the revealed scriptures. At the end of chapter 16 in Bhagavad Gita, after Krishna pointed out to Arjuna that the demons do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done, Krishna says, "Therefore, if you want to escape the three gates to hell, lust, anger, and greed, then one must know what should and should not be done by the regulations of the scriptures. You cannot make up your own process of self-realization." Just as we all, most of us, drive automobiles. In order to get the license to drive, you had to pass an examination, both written and also a manual test. Then you are given a license to drive. And it is to be assumed that with that license, you know what is to be done and what is not to be done. If the police pulls you over and says to you, "Such and such, now I'm going to write you a ticket," you cannot say, "I didn't know it was wrong to drive 100 miles an hour in a school zone." No, ignorance is no excuse. Because you got that license, it is to be assumed you know the law. Ignorance is no excuse. So, in human form of life, very similar. Ignorance is no excuse. One has to utilize the human form of life and know, as Krishna says, "Therefore, yashastravidim utsridja," one should know what should be done and what should not be done by the regulations of the scriptures. Now, in the purport, Prabhupada mentioned that in Kali Yuga, people don't know all the different rules and regulations of the scriptures. It's not possible. Therefore, if you study Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, preface and introduction, what does he say? He says, there are so many Vedic literatures, and there's not enough time in the human to learn them all. But one book is sufficient, Bhagavad Gita, because it is the essence of all Vedic instruction. Gita Upanishad. One book suffices. So we distribute Bhagavad Gita, not just in English, but all languages of the world. We must distribute Bhagavad Gita so that people know what is to be done and what not to be done. Here is the law book. One book, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. So, everyone has duties. Man has duties. Woman has duties. There's a nice section when Narada Muni is instructing Yudhishthira in Canto 7. There's a verse or two or so where Narada outlines the duties of a woman. There are duties for children. Komara acharat pragyo dharman bhagavatan iha. From the age of 5, the children should learn what is to be done and what is not to be done. Now, the sages, headed by Shonaka, in today's verse, have pointed out something which parallels or corresponds to the genius of Srila Prabhupada. As it says here, please select the essence of all these scriptures. That is what Prabhupada has done throughout his books. Whether it be Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, as I'm studying nowadays, I'm studying Ishopanishad. What is Prabhupada doing? Same thing. When he gives you his Bhaktivedanta purport, he's giving you the essence so that you understand without a shadow of a doubt what is to be learned from this. Prabhupada did not write his books just to show his erudition. He's not writing his books just to show everyone, just see how much I know. No. This is what he's doing. He's giving you the essence. The essence, what do we say in ISKCON? What's the essence? Preaching is the essence. So, Prabhupada wants us to preach because that is the essence. And the basis? Books. And as I've been emphasizing lately, Prabhupada's books. Yes. And for how long? Next 10,000 years. Quite a order. So, the essence, as the word here, saram, sar, the essence. The essence is there. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama, eva kivalam. Kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. There's one purport, very nice purport, where Prabhupada says, by becoming attached and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, one gradually becomes attached to chanting the holy name. There's a reason why we're assembled here and why it's an integral part of Prabhupada's morning program. Because we are the Hare Krishna movement. We are supposed to be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But there's a science behind the chanting. And that is what Prabhupada is putting in his Bhaktivedanta purports, the science. As he said, it's not simply ABC. You've learned some Sanskrit. Now, because I get this all the time. Oh, you should learn Sanskrit. No. I don't need to learn Sanskrit. Their famous letter, named to be not publicly, but the famous letter. Somebody wanted to learn Sanskrit. Prabhupada said, no. You will learn Sanskrit by studying my books. Anybody know that letter? No? If you want, I'll show you that. You know that letter. Yes. And when I read that letter long time ago, I said, here it is. Just study Bhagavad Gita. You'll learn enough Sanskrit. There are so many Sanskrit scholars in the world in India. But what is the effect? What is the effect? More important is, as it says here, please explain the essence for the good of all living beings. That's what our movement is all about. We're not a movement of scholars. We're a movement of preachers that are meant to save the fallen conditioned souls, giving them the essence, which is in Prabhupada's purports. And what does it say here? So that by such instructions, their hearts may be fully satisfied. And that's not why it's not simply ABC. I can translate this and this. Where's your realization, Prabhu? Why is it that Prabhupada's books, even to this day, even in Arabic or Spanish or whatever language, why is it that these books make devotees? It's because Prabhupada is not simply some Sanskrit scholar. He's putting his heart, his soul, his realization, and the potency of Prabhupada's books jumps off the page. Just jumps off the page. Because there's a certain flavor. I was reading last night. I said, and I had forgotten that I had it. I have a copy of the first canto, first part of the original Bhagavatams. So I said, let's see how. And the way Prabhupada writes in that original, that's like shot in the heart. It's like, boom. So powerful. And he wrote that Bhagavatam before coming to America. I mentioned these days, last few weeks, I'm studying and also preaching on Ishopanishad. And I point out when I do that, I said, this was written before Prabhupada came, 1960. He was writing Ishopanishad and was putting it in his Back to Godhead mat, 1960. I was 10 years old. But I read that Ishopanishad and it's like a new lease on life. Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purports, so powerful. He is the personification of this verse. Prabhupada's genius, able to take this subject matter ordinarily is too difficult to grasp. But Prabhupada's genius is, he's able to take something so difficult, but because he has realization, he's able to spoon feed it to us. And what's the proof? The proof is that a Malecha Yavana is able to also speak this same knowledge and hopefully the essence. And as it says here, this line, Yenatma Supracidity, so that one becomes fully satisfied. That should be the goal of the preacher. The goal of the speaker or preacher should be, let me speak in such a way that they will be fully satisfied. It's not easy. And you're not always going to be successful. But at least that should be the intention. That should be the motivation. Let me speak in such a way that my words will fully satisfy the audience in terms of elevating them to Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Would there be any discussion? Thank you very much. All glories to Lord Jagannath's Nadiatra.